If you, if the cattle weren't running around loose, what would you call the place where you turn them out to the
pasture?
And the space around the barn, or the,
well, we call it the barnyard.
Did you ever work cotton?
No.
You ever hear people talk about working in cotton, what they had to do?
Yeah, hoeing cotton, that's one of the things, chopping cotton. Lord, some, it seemed like you plant it too close together, and then you take a hoe and go along and cut out so much of hoeing cotton. And hoeing cotton, picking cotton, and dusting cotton, I've read of that all my life, but I never did any of it.
What type of fences would you have, either around the house or around the farm?
Well, most of our fence was picket, what we call picket fence. But we had quite a stretch of it was rails. It was split rails.
And how would a rail fence run? Would it be straight or zigzag?
No, no, that's where you lose so much of it. That away and this way, that away and this way. Of course, you're waiting and call it. I don't know what you zigzag or what, but that's where it's, that's the part, that's what holds it up. If you put it that away, it wouldn't stay. Putting that away, well, it can't fall.
Yeah. And what would the picket fence be like?
Well, in fact, I was thinking about putting the white picket fence along my entire place here. The other day, I was trying to figure it out. It costs so much now. But back there, where I was, ours was, you could call it a picket. Sometimes we call it a bunch of pickets together makes a panel. Well, some people call it a paneling fence, but my uncle, I believe, was. Timber was plentiful back then. You could pick out this white cypress and sort the lengths you wanted, and you could split that thing just like you'd sort it. Each one would be a half inch thick. And they would kind of use that for pickets to still use in sawed pickets. That's the only fence that I knew of.
What about wire fence?
We didn't have no wire fence up there.
What kind of wire fence is it that generally used for livestock, generally cattle? It's got the stickers on it.
Oh, that's barbed wire, B-A-R-B, barbed wire.
And what do you call the pieces of wood that the wire's fastened to?
Wire's fastened to? Post. That's what we always call.
Do you ever run across, well, don't guess they have, but fences made out of stones?
No, I've seen them up in Kentucky. They got them in Maryland and Virginia, numerous places where it's a rocky country, but down here, no.
I guess I don't have many rocks around to use for that.
Well, I have seen fences made out of tabby, though. That's oyster shell and mud combined.
Up here by the water, what do you call that wet area just before you get to the river?
The marsh?
Now, what would you call it if it were, or would you call it the same thing if it were inland instead of down by the ocean? Would you still call it a marsh?
No, no, I don't think so. I think you'd call it a, you'd either call it a swamp or, well, if it's open like that, I don't know what the hang you'd call it. But, you wouldn't call it a bayou. Isn't that what you call a bayou? Or what, to like Louisiana? I don't know. You never heard of the word bayou?
I've heard it, but I don't know exactly what it was.
Well, it's a small creek and rivers in the marshy lands in Louisiana and Mississippi and places like that.